If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, tonight is your answer.
Now I see how you were there for me.
It's the answer told by lines that stretched around schools and churches in numbers this nation has never seen, by people who waited 3 hours
without you.
Many for the first time in their lives, because they believed that this time must be different, that their voices could be that difference. It's the answer spoken by young and old, rich and poor, Democrat and Republican, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, gay, straight, disabled and not disabled. Americans who sent a message to the world that we have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America. It's the answer that led those who've been told for so long by so many to be cynical and fearful and doubtful about what we can achieve, to put their hands on the arc of history and bend it once more toward the hope of a better day. It's been a long time coming, but tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America. For even as we celebrate tonight, we know the challenges that tomorrow will bring are the greatest of our lifetime. Two wars, a planet in peril, the worst financial crisis in a century. The road ahead will be long. Our climb will be steep. We may not get there in 1 year or even in one term, but America, I have never been more hopeful than I am tonight that we will get there. I promise you, we as a people will get there. This election had many firsts and many stories that will be told for generations. Ann Nixon Cooper is 106 years old. She was born just a generation past slavery. She's seen throughout her century in America the heartache and the hope, the struggle and the progress, and the people who pressed on with that American creed, yes, we can. The hoses in Birmingham, a bridge in Selma, and a preacher from Atlanta who told the people that we shall overcome, yes, we can. We have seen so much, but there's so much more to do. If my daughters should be so lucky to live as long as Ann Nixon Cooper, what change will they see? This is our moment to restore prosperity and promote the cause of peace. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.